Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Hello, everyone. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Nathan.
Welcome to episode 51 of Adventures and Mousecapades.
This week, we're offering a tutorial on how to use the Twitter alternative Mastodon. Now, it can be kind of complicated, so just the first thing you need to do is pick which server.
I'm stopping you right there. We are not. Nope. Oh, we're okay. Not talking about that. This week we're going to talk about some of our Disney holiday season favorites.
Yeah.
It is the season after all.
Indeed. This is by no means a exhaustive list of all of the holiday special events and happenings at Disney World and Disneyland. This is just some of our favorites. Most of these we've experienced or done before. There are a few that are still on the top of our bucket list that need to get checked off, and we'll call those out as we get to them.
Yes, so it's a list of our favorites and want-to-dos.
Indeed.
Yeah. First off is the decor at the parks and resorts.
Which is just magical.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It really puts you in the holiday mood, for sure.
It does. And it starts November 1st.
That's right.
They switch everything over then. Not before.
Before Target and Walmart and other retailers. Christmas can only start on November 1st. It's actually pretty cool. We've seen some stuff on various like TV shows or documentaries or whatnot on how they convert from Halloween over to Christmas and the amount of work and planning and logistics that goes into that. And it's really almost kind of like an overnight turn for the most part is just absolutely incredible.
It's nuts. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have something on Disney Plus about the just how they prepare and how they deck out the resorts and the parks for the holidays.
Yep.
Very nice. Oh, yep. Speaking of Disney Plus, another one of our favorites is Muppet Christmas Carol.
I love this. I love this so much. It really is just one of those quintessential Christmas holiday movies.
Yes. And there's, I believe the extended version is available now too under the extras. We'll have to go watch that one. We haven't seen it yet this year.
I think there's an extra song in there that, I don't know. I've seen some folks online going like, it may have been a good cut.
All right. We also love the Christmastime parades at the parks.
Even though Sterling is a little bit afraid of the toy soldier band, those guys are my favorite for sure.
That's pretty cool. It's just pretty cool to watch them walk around and play and in their little masks. Helmets? I don't know what those would be called.
I mean, they're toy soldiers. They've got these big toy soldier heads, except they have these little mouth openings that they can get their trumpets through. It's so cool. Yeah, I love the band. I love that whole parade. It's such a great parade, but specifically the band is on my list of favorites. Also on that list is Disney Cruise Line. We can't leave DCL out. The Very Merry Time cruises that they do are just incredible. They, again, kind of like the parks, they overnight or actually from, you know, a back to back, you'll go from the Halloween tree into full Christmas mode in the space of a couple hours. It's really amazing to see. And there's really nothing that really just says Christmas to me like snorkeling in the Caribbean.
Yes.
It's the best way to spend Christmas time is on a 7-night Eastern Caribbean cruise. It puts me in the spirit.
Maybe we should do that next year or something.
That sounds like a great idea. Or maybe Western Caribbean.
Maybe Western. Yeah. I like that idea better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll try that.
We also love Disney ornaments.
We have a few.
We have a whole tree devoted to our Disney ornaments.
Our main tree in our living room is entirely full of Disney ornaments.
We may need to start moving some of them over to another tree.
Yes. We do have a secondary tree that's full of like some family stuff and some just, you know, other things that we really love and didn't want to get rid of from childhood and things like that. But yeah, for better or for worse, our main tree is all Disney ornaments.
Yes.
But I mean, and that turns into... like we get each other, we always get each other Christmas ornaments every year, and it marks the years. So
yeah,
it's become a tradition, and I don't mind it one bit.
Yeah, something we haven't seen yet that I really want to is the Merry Menagerie at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah,
these are puppets. I don't know how you would.
Yeah, they're kind of life-size puppets. Yeah,
yeah,
and it's. It's kind of like Lion King on Broadway or something like that, where it's not like they're hiding that there's a person there, but there's still very much a character. And they have, you know, penguins and polar bears and reindeer and all sorts of stuff that are there, and they'll interact with you in the parks. And we've seen this in a bunch of videos. They're just so stinking cute.
They are darling.
Yeah. And the cast members who are puppeting these characters just do a fantastic job of interacting with the guests. It looks so fun. I'd love to do that sometime.
Yeah.
If we get a chance.
If we get a chance, I would love to. One of the other really cool things about the parks this time of year is some of the ride overlays.
Yeah.
They will switch a couple of the rides around to have a more holiday theme.
Yep.
And one of the really fun ones is the Jungle Cruise becomes the Jingle Cruise.
Absolutely. There's ornaments and tinsel on all the trees and all sorts of fun stuff. And they decorate the boats and they change the boat names.
Yes.
So you've got some of my favorites are Garland Gertie, Mistletoe Millie, Orinoco Coco Ida, Sleigh Ride Sadie, and Brrr Bertha.
And the skippers will also change their spiel and include holiday puns and jokes.
Of course, as you'd expect.
It only makes sense,
Right.
I love their puns. They're horrible and they're great.
Yes. Another one that is Alicia's favorite is Haunted Mansion. Now, specifically at Disneyland,
it's only there.
Yeah, they do a holiday overlay at Disneyland Haunted Mansion with Jack Skellington and the crew from Nightmare Before Christmas. And, oh, this is so fun to go through.
I love this so much. I really wish that they did it at Disney World as well. And I know there are many, 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 many people who share that.
Yes.
But they totally switch it over. Lots of different things in there. They have, like you said, they have Jack and Sally there. They have Lock, Stock, and Barrel there. Oogie Boogie is there.
Yep.
And in the Haunted Mansion ballroom, they have a gingerbread house.
Yeah,
like a real gingerbread house. It changes every year. And I remember, it's been a while since we've gone to that, but you could smell the gingerbread and it smells so good.
Yep. Yeah. Haunted Mansion at the holidays is so cool. And it's the same overlay that they use through the Halloween and the Christmas season.
Yeah, it's Halloween Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Right. Since Nightmare Before Christmas is kind of a blending of the two. Mm-hmm. So if you're there in the late fall when they're in Halloween mode, you've seen the same overlay. But it's a fun overlay.
Yeah.
It screams Christmas. I love it. Now, speaking of things that are only in one park, Space Mountain in Disney World has a holiday overlay that they do. And I think it's just during the Christmas party. So the special ticketed after hours event where they have a whole bunch of different music and red and green lights and effects and all sorts of stuff.
It's either Trans-Siberian Orchestra or Mannheim Steamroller. I can't remember which one, but it's that's the feeling of the music.
Right.
And they have red and green lights flashing inside and you can see the track, and which freaks a couple people out being able to see the track when you're riding it.
I love Trans-Siberian Steamroller.
Yeah.
So one of the brand new rides, Alicia, you've been on this one, mm-hmm. Guardians of the Galaxy. They've got a whole Christmas overlay that they do on that one too, right?
It's yes. Well, music-wise, they do. So on the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, the main ride itself has one of either six or seven songs that will be different each ride. For the holidays, they have a mishmash of holiday tunes that stays the same every ride, but it's like a compilation of songs.
Like
a
medley.
I don't know what's in there. It's a medley, yes. I don't know what's in there. Yeah, we'll maybe find out next year.
Indeed. Give us a year and we'll find out.
Give us a year. We'll find out. Yeah. I think that's all. There may be more ride overlays, but those are the ones that really spring to mind that are a lot of fun.
The other thing that we love that's at Disney World, and there's a couple of these at Disneyland, but it's mostly Disney World, are the gingerbread houses.
Oh my gosh.
And these boy, have these taken amazing. Off in popularity.
Yes.
We have seen in this year the line to buy things at the gingerbread house in the Grand Floridian is like multiple hours long at some points. It's insane. I remember when we did Disney at Disney World, gosh, what was that? Maybe 10 years ago-ish.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a while. Like it was there. It was amazing. But I don't remember there being like a long line of people to get to the shop. I mean, it's taken off. It is really taken off and taken a life of its own.
We were also there very early in the morning because we were having breakfast before we left for the cruise. So it may have been timing-wise. So the Grand Floridian Gingerbread House is a two-story Victorian-style gingerbread house. And they actually have a shop that they've made inside of that house where they will sell like gingerbread shingles, other various treats and stuff as well.
Do you have to have had ginger pox before you get ginger singles? Is that how that works medically?
Do you want an actual answer to that, or should I just ignore you?
Is this thing on? What other gingerbread houses are around at Disney World, Alicia?
There are a lot, and they all have different themes. So like we said, the one at Grand Floridian is a Victorian style, and they do change these up every year. They do not look the same every year. The Beach Club has one, and it is a carousel. This year, it is a working carousel.
Yeah.
Like it goes around.
Yep.
And this year, the horses are themed as Disney princesses. I think last year it was themed towards the Little Mermaid, but they change the theme up every year. It's kind of cool.
That's neat.
The Boardwalk Resort has a gingerbread deli, like the store or the restaurant that's there at the Boardwalk. They have a gingerbread version of it.
That's cool.
At the Contemporary Resort, they have a Mary Blair inspired castle. And I remember we saw this when we were there, but it was like a Frozen themed castle when we were there last. But I love the Mary Blair styling.
Yeah. Now they make all of these brand new every year. So it's not like they're trucking the same things out that they've had forever that just look like gingerbread. No, they're legitimately making brand new gingerbread houses starting late summer every year. And the designs do change. So
it's
really cool.
And they'll list exactly how much, how many of each ingredient they use to make the houses too.
Right.
It's crazy. There's a lot of stuff.
There is a lot.
Animal Kingdom Lodge has a gingerbread giraffe and a baby zebra.
That's cute.
And let's see, this isn't at a resort, but there are some gingerbread things over at the American Adventure over at Epcot.
In the rotunda, there's like a gingerbread Washington monument and the Capitol building and stuff like that. It's really cool.
Yeah. There's also over on the West Coast, there is a gingerbread house over at the Grand Californian. And like we said, there's also one at the Disneyland Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. Got to get California into the mix here too.
Yeah, exactly. I'm fairly certain that after the Christmas season is over, the gingerbread is used for the bees. I don't know exactly what it is, but Disney uses it. Like they repurpose the gingerbread for, I think, the beehives, something like that.
Huh.
I know that sounds really weird.
It does sound really weird, but it also sounds like something that Disney would figure out and do. That's kind of cool.
The displays are taken to Disney's tree farm, where bees can enjoy the cookies and candy.
That's
really
neat.
They get to feast on it. That's interesting. Who knew bees like gingerbread?
Who knew? I sure didn't. I did not know that at all. One of my favorite things about the holidays period at Disney, specifically Disney World, is when you get some pixie dust, and this is a little bit of Al Roker pixie dust, if you will. When there's a major cold snap and you just happen to be there and everybody stays away in their hotel rooms or wherever because it's too cold to be in the parks, and then you get to enjoy Disney World at the height of the holiday season and there's nobody there, that is holiday magic. We've had that before. It was so stinking amazing.
It was
and
so
it
cold.
Looks like it's going to happen again this week.
Yes, I was going to say that. It's going to get really cold. Like they may be in freezing temperatures on Christmas.
Yeah, so we'll see what those crowds look like. I know for us, we had just been on a 7-night Eastern Caribbean cruise and had no idea it was going to be cold. So, yeah, we had to scramble and buy some stuff so we didn't freeze. But for sure, we were out there in the parks and there was nobody out there with us. It was pretty fantastic.
I've got my nice fleece-lined Disney jacket still.
That's right. We still have all that stuff.
And there's gloves and yeah.
I got a beanie.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we haven't done before but sounds really cool is they actually have holiday sleigh rides at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort.
Oh, yeah, in the snow down there in Florida?
Exactly, yeah. I think it's like something like $75 to do the sleigh ride. And they have, you know, they have the horses. The sleighs are decorated for the holidays. They've got, you know, the greenery, all sorts of stuff. That just seems kind of cool to do.
It does seem cool.
We've also never taken part in Epcot's Candlelight Processional. That is something I really want to take advantage of next year.
This is for sure on our to-do list.
Yeah, we've gone during the holidays, but I think when we've been down there during the holidays was like very early Disney days for us. We really didn't know a lot about what was going on down there. And we have since learned. There's just a couple things of what happened. So I know we want to take part in the Candlelight Processional, possibly the holiday cookie stroll that they have down there at Epcot too, or maybe the Christmas tree stroll that they have at Disney Springs.
Mm. I'm going to go with the cookie stroll because if you're in Epcot for the Candlelight Processional, which happens at the stage over there by the American Experience Pavilion, and they have like an orchestra and this big choir, and there's always a celebrity narrator, stuff like that. We would love to have Mr. Neil Patrick Harris narrate for us. It's just that is specifically on our bucket list.
Yeah,
that would be fantastic. And so while you're there, you might as well do the holiday cookie stroll around the World Showcase. I mean, that just makes sense, right?
Yes.
When in Rome.
Exactly. And I do want to spend a couple days, I think, down in Epcot because they do have the International Festival of the Holidays going on down there. And I'd love to hear from each country has a Christmas or holiday, I should say, liaison on talking about what they do during the holidays. And I just love that idea.
That's neat. So you get a chance to experience and learn a little bit more about other cultures.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nice. Now, they also have a candlelight processional at Disneyland that happens, I don't think it's every night like it is in Epcot, and it actually happens right in front of the train station in Disneyland Park, like right there by the flagpole kind of thing. They have it all set up there, but that would be a close second. If we can't make it to Epcot for whatever reason and do candlelight processional, you know, make it to Disneyland and you could do it there as well. Just check the schedule to see when that's running.
Yeah.
Though, I mean, our plan is we're going to be in Disney World for the holidays next year. So
yes,
that is our plan.
Yep. I think I remember there was one time we were down there over at, I believe it was Hollywood Studios. And let me tell you, Hollywood Studios Santa Claus has hasn't made because he doesn't have a sled. No. He has a candy apple red convertible that he goes around in. It's pretty awesome with his big, huge sack of toys with him. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, as you do. I mean, Hollywood, it's California style, right? I mean, it's a car culture. Of course he's going to have a nice car.
Yeah.
Give Rudolph and the crew a night off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, boys. I've got this.
Exactly. Or
more specifically, my, you know, Chevy Corvette convertible or whatever it is has this.
There's a lot to enjoy at holiday time at Disney parks and resorts. And like we said, this is not the full list. There's tons of stuff to enjoy.
Yeah.
These are just some things that came to mind when we were thinking about holidays at the parks or at the resorts, or just things we enjoy, things we want to enjoy too, things we want to go see and do.
Yep. Both Disney World and Disneyland do have after hours parties that are special ticketed events that you can get into if you're interested. Both Disney World and Disneyland have special pages on their websites about everything that's going on for the holidays. So if you happen to be thinking about going for the holidays, or you are going to be there for the holidays and you're interested in figuring out what the heck's going on, just hop online to Disneyland.com or DisneyWorld.com, and they will hook you up with all the goings on that are holiday related. It really is a magical time in the most magical places on earth. So, Alicia, what are you asking Santa Mickey for Christmas for this year?
I'm asking Santa Mickey to bring back annual passes.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. That would be fantastic. I've written him a letter, and I haven't heard back yet, but we'll see what happens. I'm going for the Adventures by Disney Around the World trip.
Right.
For two, of course. I'm asking for both of us. So it's really selfless in my Christmas list this year. I'm doing it for you, hon, because I love you so much, and I know how you really want to travel around the world with Disney and hit all the parks.
Well, yeah. That's a no-brainer.
Right. So, Santa Mickey, if you're listening, now you know what we're interested in. Annual passes and a trip around the world to hit all the parks.
Yes.
So, of course, as we say every week, unfortunately, we're not affiliated with Disney and we're not travel agents. So while we can offer our opinions and suggestions, if you want to get on Mickey's Santa list and be there in person and experience some of this magical holiday joy that we talked about, we recommend working with a travel agent to plan your perfect holiday vacation.
If you have any questions or suggestions, please email us at podcast@adventuresandmousecapades.com. Follow us on our socials at Our Mousecapades, and take a moment and rate and review in your podcast app to help people find us.
Happy and merry, everybody. We'll be in your ears next week.
Happy and merry.
Thank you for flying Star Tours. Bye-bye.